by faith, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. In this morning's bulletin, you'll find a printed copy of my favorite image for a great cloud of witnesses. By the way, I personally paid for the color ink to print these because I wanted to share this with you. It is an art installation of iconography entitled Dancing Saints at St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church in San Francisco, California. The idea of being surrounded by history's witnesses, or a great cloud of saints, was a very powerful and inspiring image for this Episcopal church that looks a bit more Orthodox than Episcopal. The congregation commissioned iconographer Mark Dukes to present their vision: individual dancing saints in two circles painted larger than life, dancing around on the walls and above the altar. Each of these dancing saints reflect a unique aspect or part of the character of God or the image of God. It's colorful, monumental, and a surprising and powerful statement of faith for this faith community in San Francisco. Completed in 2009, it wraps around the entire church rotunda, showing 90, count them, 90 larger-than-life saints. Four animals, stars, moons, suns, and a 12-foot-tall dancing Jesus Christ in the center of it all. The saints, ranging from traditional figures like King David, Teresa of Avila, Francis of Assisi, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Sojourner Truth, to unorthodox and non-Christian people like Gandhi and Frank and Margaret Mead. The dancing saints represent musicians, artists, mathematicians, martyrs, scholars, mystics, lovers, prophets, and sinners throughout all times, through many different faith traditions, diverse backgrounds, several continents, races, classes, and eras. As the congregation dances around the altar, and that's a whole nother sermon, we'll do it a different time, the saints dance below. Each are providing a broad-reaching and universal vision of God's image, shining through human individuals. Those who have gone before us to bear witness to God's presence and amazing inclusive love. Let's go back and do a little history word learning for a moment, because in Hebrew, the concept of holiness originally had no moral content. It simply meant having God's stamp on you, being marked and set apart as God's own. Sojourner Truth, one of the dancing saints on the wall of St. Gregory's of Nyssa. David didn't know the story of Sojourner Truth, so listen up, DB. Sojourner Truth lived from 1795 to 1883 here in the United States. She was an illiterate freed slave. She was an eloquent critic of slavery and sexism, transfixing audiences with the force and simplicity of her message of Christian love and tolerance. Her famous "Ain't I a Woman?" speech, delivered at a women's rights convention in 1851, has forever disrupted assumptions about race, class, and gender in American society. Sojourner Truth was a witness and a profound reflection of the image of God. You see, I think we gain courage by remembering all those who has prepared the way for us. We're surrounded by all those we have loved and have lost, a great cloud of witnesses. We're surrounded by this great cloud cheering us on, as it were. Those who persevered in faith for the great cause of God, even though it might not be accomplished, achieved, or completed in their lifetime. Yet, they persevered. Most of us don't even know the people who started and built St. Timothy's Episcopal Church from the ground up 60 years ago. Those who kept this faith community open for worship and serving this neighborhood. But be assured, great and amazing things have happened because faithful people were willing to step up here at St. Timothy's and serve God, love their neighbor, and serve God. We carry on their legacy as we live and serve faithfully today, just like they did in response to the challenges of our time. We cannot get stuck in the past. They finished their life as faithfully as they could, and yet they didn't finish the job. There were things they didn't foresee, things they couldn't do. So we take the baton and carry on running the race. And the race, my friends, is a marathon. Lord, not a sprint. It's a marathon. This race that God has called us to. Faithfully, we too join the communion of saints. In addition to our faith community and the great cloud of witness here, each one of us is also surrounded by our own cloud of witnesses. Some of them are living, and some in that great heavenly crowd. Parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, husbands, wives, teachers, mentors, friends, whoever near and far, those who found faith and courage to adopt a child, immigrate into a new land, work at tough jobs or several tough jobs, those who resisted spending to save up for their child's education, those who fought off Hitler, built infrastructures, and marched for civil rights. People who inspired us, who loved us enough to expect great things from us, individually and as a faith community. People who encouraged us to be that that person God has created and calls us to be. They're around you. Now, despite the trials and challenges we face, it is our time to hold the faith, to take the next faithful step with the great joy of serving our loving God. Today, glory, hallelujah, we are surrounded by sheroes and heroes of the faith. We don't have to do it alone, because we're never alone. The truth here today at St. Timothy's is that most of us in faith have not had an easy time of it. We've been sick or ill. Some of us very seriously. Some of us have watched loved ones die. Some of us have been hurt and betrayed. And some of us have had to surmount enormous obstacles to get here today. Our journeys have been complicated and at times dangerous and painful. Jesus, in today's gospel lesson from Luke, speaks of painful division. And I think in some way or another, most of us have experienced that division. There is not a soul here today who has not suffered in one way or another. And yet, we witness to something when we gather here. We witness to something greater than our pain and the inevitable hardships of life. When we gather as the church, we are claiming together another kind of strength. We're claiming together God's grace and love and presence, which lifts our souls to another dimension. Whatever happens in our lives, my friend, God is greater. We, you and I, are called to be witnesses, to participate with the other great cloud of witnesses. Each of us may bring all manner of confusion and need, and then somehow, when we're together, God touches us. God touches us through one another, and God touches us with transcendence that sometimes we cannot even describe. So take pride in the church. Speak forth and speak well. There is no other corporation, establishment, group, or institution that aspires to do what we aspire to. That is being the body of Christ. We're part of it, I know, an institution whose goal is to love God and love our neighbors as ourselves, period. That's why we exist. To be presence, to be the presence of God's grace and love to a neighborhood, to one another, to ourselves, to this city, to the world in desperate need. I have never said this next four words, but I'm going to say glory in the church, because we are the body of Christ in God's shining presence, because that's what glory means. God's shining presence. We're God's presence, and I pray that we will continue it to experience that here and continue to do God's work here. You know, when I look out at this congregation, I see faces of faith. Just like in that rotunda, there are two realms of saints. I like the image, but I don't don't need this image. It's only a reminder of what is here already, both with those clouds of witnesses that we come from and the cloud of witnesses surrounding us, because you are this same cloud of witness. It is your turn to witness. Your turn to tell how the church is not a dusty old patriarchal thing anymore. It is alive and well, and we are making a difference in this neighborhood. If we didn't exist anymore, this neighborhood would go hungry. I know, I go off. So look around. Look around at the shining faces, at God's presence in one another, because I want to dance. As a child of the light, I want to be like Jesus. Amen.